Brahman. It's from discussion of Brahman. Have Brahman realization, merging in the effulgence of Bhagavan, or Paramatman realization, or Bhagavan realization. So there's some idea about Brahman here. Many modern books they describe, I read myself, that the Brahmajyoti, the effulgence or the light, the aura, the light, it's like the sunlight and the sun planet. So the Brahmajyoti is the light coming from the body of Krishna. And the Brahman or Brahmajyoti is made of jivas, which are like particles of light or particles of consciousness. So is the Brahman effulgence, or what we call the Brahmajyoti, is it made of individual jivas? That I myself and maybe some listeners of this Essential Truths of Gaudiya Vaishnavism series have also come across this in their reading or her lectures. So Babaji Maharaj Satyanarayan said, no, Brahman is not made of jivas. Jivas are tatastha shakti of Bhagavan. And the Brahman is Bhagavan with unmanifest qualities. Moreover, Brahman has no parts and parcels. If Brahman were made of jivas, it would have parts and parcels. Interesting idea about Brahman. Some light is shed on the light of Brahmajyoti. Light of wisdom is illuminating the misconception about the Brahmajyoti. Brahmajyoti is not jivatmas. Whereas the Brahmajyoti is the unmanifest qualities, nirguna, nirakara, Brahman. No qualities, no parts, no parcels. There's another entry here about Brahman. The question is asked, if one realizes, attains the Brahman platform, does he fall again? Does he fall from the platform of Brahman? The answer is, there is no description in the Bhagavatam that one comes down from Brahman. In the Bhagavatam, third canto, Kapila Shiksha, chapter 29, verse 13, it says, Brahman realization, Brahma Sayuja Mukti, is an eternal state of mukti. There's no mention that one falls down from Brahmajyoti or leaves Brahman to come to the material world. This is also explained by Jiva Goswami in Bhagavad Sandarbha. You can read Bhakti also in Bhakti Sandarbha, the first section, Anuchet number 1 to Anuchet number 15, Bhakti Sandarbha, he describes how realization of Bhagavan is superior to realization of Brahman, according to Bhagavad Puran. But the fact is that one realizes Brahman as the eternal state of spiritual realization. Jivas who merge in the Brahmajyoti, they have no separate sense of ego. So there's no possibility of them having any will. They don't have any will. They can't will to come out of there or will to come to the material world. No one in the Brahmajyoti has any can desire. In Brahman, there is no divisions, no distinctions of Jiva and Brahman. Even Brahman has no will. So where is the question of Jivas within Brahman having free will? So it's just like it's zero, zero's will. Zero, eternal bliss, eternal peace, eternal non-individuality. Just your light, you're just, you're Brahman. I am light, let there be light.